a little slower, but you have a paper trail.
The Nevada Democratic Party, which had planned to use the same app, is abandoning that idea. A spokesperson says party officials had already developed a series of backups and redundant reporting systems and are currently evaluating the best path forward. Iowa Democrats say the app had a coding issue that led to the delay in reporting the results. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Rain today, heavy at times this afternoon and evening, and localized flooding will be possible. High temperatures today around 50 degrees.
At 5:30 this Thursday morning, it is 39 degrees and drizzling at the Automated Office System Studios. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
Nobody was hurt when a fire broke out at the Pine Grove Adult Homes community in North Garden last night. The residents displaced by the fire will be moved to other units owned by the property manager. A Louisa County teen accused of murdering an elderly neighbor and shooting his wife will be tried as an adult. The shooting happened on November 12th on South Spotswood Trail in Louisa.
An update now on a story we told you about last week, the manhunt for Kerry Von Rees Cook of Charlottesville.
Arrested by Greene County Sheriff's deputies after he tried to run away from them during a traffic stop. It ended in a crash and him running on foot through a neighborhood, but he didn't get far. Kerry Cook was also wanted on multiple charges by the city of Charlottesville, Albemarle County, and Louisa County.
When Governor Ralph Northam announced in his State of the Commonwealth address his plan to extend in-state tuition to immigrants in Virginia, Nicole Leal, president of Dreamers on Ground, says it was a breath of fresh air.
It felt complete. You know, it felt like there was some sort of hope.
The bills have passed through committees both in the House and Senate, but Leal says the university could have already decided to join other universities across the nation to allow immigrants, regardless of status, to enroll.
It would find its brand of diversity and inclusion would finally be worth mentioning. And
from the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 40 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Imagine opening your eyes to 20/20 vision without needing glasses or contacts. I'm Dr. Holzman, a LASIK surgeon at TLC Laser Eye Centers. For over 25 years, TLC has been North America's leading LASIK provider. In fact, over 10,000 doctors have chosen TLC for their own laser eye surgery. Let us help you get the vision you've always dreamed of having.
Don't wait for the special $650 off. Book your free LASIK consultation today. Visit tlcvision.com.
Sometimes being able to send or receive money quickly can make all the difference. Atlantic Union Bank personal checking customers can safely send and receive money with Zelle. So go ahead, get paid, pay your friends back. Send money for your kids' textbooks or your nephew's birthday. Just look for Zelle in your Atlantic Union Bank mobile app. Don't have a checking account with us? Open yours at any local branch or online at atlanticunionbank.com. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC. Atlantic Union Bank. Member FDIC.
The Bloomberg Market Minute is sponsored by TLC Laser Eye Centers.
This is a